Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbe Dawenya, off the Dawenya Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Now, before the word of God comes, it's a great honor to welcome the sweet influences as they give us a powerful ministration. God bless you. Please keep giving your offerings. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. What a church. What a church. I'm so happy to be in church today. I just wish that the drama, the music, the worship will just continue. And I'm so happy to be in church. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. We invite you, Holy Spirit, wherever we are, to our homes, wherever we are, we invite your presence to be with us as we have service together, all over the world, together. We ask that your presence will be with us and we'll be blessed by your word in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Wonderful. God bless you all. I enjoyed the drama. The drama was performed on this book, Formula for Humility. Formula for Humility. And it's a very, very powerful book. Powerful blessing. I've been preaching with this. Last week we took a break and we preached about a very powerful message on honoring the anointing as we celebrated the gift of God for our lives, our prophet and our daddy. And this week, again, we celebrate him for authoring several books for us to feed our spirit and teach us life itself. Amen. And so we want to, and this is one of the messages I've preached that I've heard so many people comment on, and so many people are asking that we don't stop preaching about. So I believe that's a very, very powerful book and very, very powerful topic. Amen. So just to recap on some of the things we've done over the weeks, we have come to see. We're talking about formula for humility. And we've come to see that, you see, humility is the greatest key to receiving many things from God. We have established, as we have taught, that humility is the greatest key. And all of us want to receive from God, isn't it? All of us want to receive from God. It's the greatest key to receiving from God. I'll read some few verses that we've read for the period of times that we have thought about it, and I've told you about the fact that there are several scriptures in this book as you read. That's one of the characteristics of the books that have been written by our daddy, several scriptures. So we want to go through some of the scriptures and we continue. You know, Matthew 18:3, and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." So you see here, you have to be a little child. One of the formulas of humility, one of the formulas for humility is that you have to be a little child. A little child. You have to be converted. You see, like Nicodemus asked, how can I enter into my mother's womb and to be born again? You know, this type of conversion is a kind of putting, deciding to change. Even though you are an adult, but you decide to behave like a child. And you saw, is this skinny? Akosua skinny? Abner, no, there's Abner safety pin. She encouraged and convinced the skinny, Ikuya skinny, Kukwa skinny, Kukwa skinny. You know, Kukwa skinny had to be a child. And then the other guy, what was him? Pen drive and another one, something cash. Eddie Rich. Pendrive, Brother Joe was telling them they should humble themselves, become like little children. And Pendrive was saying, how can I become a little child so that my father would do what? Is he so? It's pride. It's pride. Amen. It's pride. Amen. Wonderful. So, the next scripture is Luke chapter 22, verse 24 to 26. Just scriptures, and we'll move on. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. Everybody want to be great. You saw the first lady. Tell me, what was her name in the film? Trisha. Trisha was, I got 2 degrees. I got this. I got this. I won't stop. I won't sit down. I won't give. I won't do this. To be the greatest, he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are benefactors. Listen, but ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as a younger. And he that is chief, let him be as one that serves. So you see that the formula for humility is that if you want to be great, be young. Hallelujah. If you want to be great, be young. If you want to be chief, serve. That's a formula. And after that, you see that the blessings and the promotions will come. And that's the formula for humility. So then you humble yourself. Then you see the blessings that will come in James 4:10. It says, humble yourselves. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. And we have all come to see that we want to be lifted up. And if God doesn't lift you up and you lift yourself up, you realize that you can't sustain yourself up there. People have lifted themselves up and they couldn't sustain it. You get it? Only God can lift you up and sustain you there. And may God lift you and sustain you up there in every field of endeavor in the name of Jesus. James 4:6. He says, but he giveth more grace. He giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisted the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble. So if you follow the formula and you are humble, you will get grace. Grace will make you unmerited favor. It will make you do things and get to places that money cannot buy. Places that degrees cannot give. Places that your background couldn't take you. Grace will ensure that you are there. Amen. 1 Peter 5:6. Say amen, somebody. 1 Peter 5:6. It says that, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Hey, you see, these are all powerful blessings. So, you see, in due time, and many of you, your time of prosperity is due. Your time of marriage is due. Your time of every form of blessing is due. Your time to get a smartphone is due. Your time to drive your car is due. Your time is due. Hallelujah. McDad, can you hear me? Your time is due. Hallelujah. And Bible says, how? If you humble yourself, he shall exalt you in due time. Amen. So these are all powerful things to make you receive blessings from God. Amen. Then, if you also want to receive opposition from God, if you want to get resistance from God, then listen to these verses I'm talking, and this doesn't include you. I don't think that person is here. I don't think anybody is here like that, but you listen to it. First, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23. A man's pride shall bring him low. Oh. Opposite of humility is that you come low. A man's pride. It means that when they say shall bring you low, it means you were once up there, but now you are being brought low, and we shall see. Then we saw another scripture, Proverbs 16:18. Proverbs 16:18. It says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So if you are not humble, you are going to be destroyed. and you are going to fall. Hallelujah. And then Proverbs 11:2. When pride cometh, hey, when you see a proud person, hey, I've got this, I have this. Do you know who I am? Hey, hey, hey. Do you know my father? Do you know my mother? Who I am? Hey, I got, hey. Look at my face. I'm beautiful. I'm this. I'm that. If you see this, what are you likely to see next? Fall. Shame. If you see, the next thing you are going to see is shame. Wow. Ophelia, can you, do you understand what I'm saying? The next thing you are going to see is shame. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. You are living happily in your marriage, in your life, everywhere. Suddenly, pride is coming, then shame is also coming. Job 41:1-34. Okay. He beholded all, let's read verse 34. He beholded all high things. He is a king over all the children of pride. He is a king of all the children of pride. So you see, children of pride, they have a king. Just as children of God have a king, their king is God, King Jesus. Then children of pride also have a king. So when you come to church and you are worshiping, all hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, bright morning star. As you are singing like that, what you are singing, because we are praying, say, all hail King Satan, my father, all hail my King of Kings. And then your pride or your proud king will be accepting your worship. So, pride, even your hands you are lifted up, you are lifting. Nessie, the hands you are lifting, not you, but listen to what I'm saying. You get it, not you. So when you see it, people like that, they are king, their father, their lord is the devil. Man. So we established, as the drama, the film star showed us, that for humility, you have to do it yourself. Determine purpose. You see, it must be something you write down. It's not that you should write down that no matter what happens, Tracy, I'll be a child. No matter what happens, I'll be a child. You see, because it takes a certain humble spirit to be a child. It takes a certain humble spirit to be a child. An adult behaves in a certain way, and a child also behaves. So Bible says that in 1 Peter 5:5, you see, it shows us that we should do it ourselves. Humility is something that when you are coming to church, you put on your shirt yourself. So it says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Submit yourself unto the elder. You younger, submit yourself. So you should do it yourself. You should do it yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. So you should do it yourself. Amen. Do it yourself. Determine that this is the way a proud person will walk. Or this is the way, if I want to be myself, if I want to show that I'm also a human being, if I want to say that I'm also there, this is how I will do it. But then, because I'm going to do it in a different way, I am purposely going to go the opposite direction. I am purposely going to go the opposite direction. Maybe the direction you need to take after the person has offended you is not to talk. Then you tell yourself that instead of not talking, I'll go the opposite direction and rather talk. That is humility. So you are now putting it on yourself that this is what I will do. Even though this is what I should do naturally, but I would go the opposite direction. So instead of keeping quiet, I will talk. That's all. That is practical way of becoming a child. Instead of showing that if you don't talk to me, I also not talk to you, I will talk. Amen. instead of the wife and the husband, one waiting for the other to make a move, say, I will make a move. That is a humility. That is a humility. Are you listening to me? You are watching me, you are listening. Okay, that's a humility. A child, when a child is shouted on, a child says, why has my father shouted on me? The child will still go back to the father and flow with the father. Whether the father is justified or not, the child will still go. So say, be a child. And just go. Humble yourself. Clothe yourself with humility. It's as simple as that. Amen. Amen. And then we got to know stories and testimonies of well-known cases of pride and arrogance. Hey, documented. Well-known cases of pride and arrogance. And may you not be an example of such. Not now, not in the future, not ever. In the name of Jesus. Well-known what? Documented stories and testimonies. Hey. And who are these people? We have the examples of Lucifer, whom we are spoken about. We have the examples of what? Vashti. Hey. As for Vashti, we saw her before she was, before and after. Before, within, and after. Before, within, and after. Hey, Vashti. Vashti will come to church. Vashti will let the brother see her. Then as soon as the brother, Winifred, I can see you. As soon as the brother saw Vashti, Winifred, are you listening to me? The Vashti was married. And then suddenly, is that Kim or Junior? Kim, is that Kim? I thought it was Junior. Okay. So as a Vashti, Vashti became proud. Hallelujah. So that is it. We saw Vashti. Then today, we are going to another example. Amen. We are going to, these are all well documented. We'll talk about what? Nebuchadnezzar. We'll talk about Belshazzar, Rehoboam, and Korah. These are well-known examples of pride. And their lives are there for learning. You know, but so these things are written for your examples. Their lives are there for our learning. And don't let history repeat itself in you. No. Don't let history repeat itself in you. So today, we want to look at the life of Nebuchadnezzar. Because pride makes you puffed up. And let's see an example of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, what do we learn from Nebuchadnezzar? There's even a song about Nebuchadnezzar by one of the guys. I've forgotten his name. Either KK Kabubo. I mean, somebody sang that song. Is it Nebuchadnezzar? Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar ahantanti odani abowa 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 Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar. The best thing to say is that ahantanti odani abowa. You can't say it to me. If I woman, say it to me. Odani dey abowa abowa abowa. Passage PJ, I see you. Ahantanti odani say odani abowa. Hey. Nebuchadnezzar. Nekeka Nebu. What can we learn from Nebuchadnezzar? We don't turn Abua. Abua is animal. What can we learn from Nebuchadnezzar? Now, you become like Nebuchadnezzar if you do not listen to warnings from the pastors and the prophets. Warnings from the pastors and the prophets. That is what makes you become like Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel. Chapter 4, verse 27. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins of right by righteousness. Let my counsel be what? Acceptable unto thee. So you could say that the king, the prophet, was trying to talk to Nebuchadnezzar. Prophet Daniel was trying to talk to Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar will not listen. He will not listen. No matter the warnings that were given to Nebuchadnezzar, and like we are talking to you, we are speaking to you, some of you in your marriage, in your life, any decisions you want to make, the pastor is speaking to you, the prophet is speaking to you, but you are still not listening. You are still not saying, wherefore? Listen, obey my counsel. Hallelujah. So listen. Amen. I see the Hesse family. Listen and you'll be blessed. Hallelujah. Now, another thing about Nebuchadnezzar is when you think that your achievements have been won by your own efforts, when you think that your achievements have been won by your own efforts, a much of a story in this book that Bishop always tells us about this man who, I think he was in a building and a building collapsed or there was an earthquake. And then the man, after some days, the man was pulled out of the rubble. And then when he came, they asked him, what do you think helped you to be alive? And you know what he said? He said, I have a strong willpower. I have a strong willpower. Then they asked his wife, what do you think made your husband to be sustained? What do you think made your husband to be sustained? And then the husband said, my husband is a man of strong will. If he says he wants to do it, he will do it. So his willpower is what has brought him that far. I remember I was watching a film, I think it's called Papillon. It's a historical film. And then this guy was put in prison, wrongfully accused of murder, and was put in prison. And they did everything to let this man die. One day, they put him on solitary confinement, and then as he was there, the prison warden went there, the boss went there, I said, what at all are you living for? Because when they opened, he was still alive. So what at all are you living for? Do you get it? You see, some people, they think there's something, willpower. Willpower. Hey! So they asked his wife, my husband is this. But a week or so after, they were going to interview the man again just to know how he was doing. When they got to the house, they realized they were playing some funeral music. So they asked, what is happening? So the man is dead. Oh, what happened? What happened to the man? And so he died of heart attack. Oh, where was his willpower? Where was his willpower? Where was his willpower? You see, so some people, they attribute everything to them. They cannot. And that was the mistake of Nebuchadnezzar. That's a sign of pride. A sign of someone who is puffed up. Daniel 4. 30. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Look at this one is wild. This one rose. This speaking is wild. What? The king spake and said, you know, like Bishop also tells us a story that I think Kenneth Hagin said it, that there was a woman who was a pastor's wife, and the woman was so beautiful. So one day, as she was looking in the mirror, a monkey whispered in her ears, it could be also only the monkey who can do that, that you are very beautiful. You are worth more than this man you are married to. I think the pastor has started mission work and was struggling. You are worth more than this man. So the woman is like, I'm beautiful, my beauty. By the time she realized, she had become a prostitute. He said, my, I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power. And for the honor of my majesty. Kayantostes, this proud speaker inspired his world. I am beautiful for myself. How do they do it? They do it like that. Then they do their head, something like that. I am beautiful. I am this. I'm this. Look at them. They would address you from head to toe. Look at you. Like your head, you. Hey, Charlie. So they think I'll be very hurt, you know. So some proud lookings, when they look at you, say, hey, it can go into your heart. Okay. That is what he thought, that by myself. But you see, anytime you start thinking that it's by myself, I've done it by myself, it's a sign of pride. And I can just see what is just about to happen to you. Kale, escape. Escape what is about to happen to you. But there's nothing, Pastor Benji, that you have that you don't receive. You didn't receive. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4, 7. He said that, what has thou? What has thou? What has thou that you did not receive? What has thou? He said, for who make you to differ from another? Who makes you different from another? And what has thou that you didn't receive? Now, if you did receive, why do you glory as if you have not received it? What are you? You know, I heard there was a plane, Bishop, and this will say clash, but a plane crash. And then they said among them was Zara, this famous model, famous this, you know, you see, you go to shops and you see all her product, and then among them was her. And I was just looking at her beauty and everything. I said, wow. What becomes of you? What becomes of you? And Chibosiakun, what becomes of you? Do you get it? So don't be proud. Be humble. Be humble. And you see, as we always say, the sign that you are proud is the way you fall. The sign that you are proud is your fall. We see you here. Today you are here. And then your fall, lady pastor, good to see you, lady reverend. Your fall is so great. Your fall is so great. Hallelujah. Next week you'll be preaching. Next week you'll be preaching. We want to hear you preach. We want to hear you preaching. You'll be there and be happy and be smiling. How many of you want to see Lady Pastor, Lady Reverend? Next week, Wednesday, Lady Reverend, coming Wednesday, preaching will be Lady Reverend Foriwa. Good to see you. You see, so it's the fall that will let us see. Amen. Now, do you know what happened to Nebuchadnezzar? The man who said, what did he say? Let me refresh your memory. Because some of you've forgotten what he said. Haven't you forgotten? The man who said, it is not great Babylon that I built for the house of the kingdom of by the might of my power, for the honor of my majesty. Now look at what happened to him. This man fell and became and was turned into he had a kind of psychological disease that made him to become like an animal and dwell with the beasts of the field. So the man was there and he thought he was an animal. He thought he was an animal. So he rushed to the bush. One day he was there. He got out of the Babylon that he has built by the power of his might for his majesty. He got out of there and started running. I don't know which kind of animal, but I'm sure he became like a hyena. Run to the bush. And he thought he was a hyena. So he was behaving like that. You see? And that was the fall of this man. Look at it. Let's read from Daniel 4, 29 to 33. Daniel 4, 29 to 33. You look at it. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, it's not this great Babylon that I built from the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty. While the word was in the king's mouth, you get it? 31. While the word was in his mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. The kingdom you have built for your majesty. Now the one who gave you the power, who owns it, he said, now it is going to depart from you. Let's see what is going to happen to you. Hey, let's see what is going to happen to you. He said, now it is taken from you. And then the following verse. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling place shall be with the beasts of the field. Your kingdom will be there, the palace will be there, but you go and live with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. Hey, Tell him, pride is wild. Oh. Pride is wild. Hey, they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou shalt know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. Charlie. And giveth thee to whomsoever he will. Giveth thee. Say, the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. And he was driven from men. He got out from the house, looked at his wife, looked at everything, and ran to the bush like that. And went to the field and started eating grass. Eating grass, the eggs, all the things they have done. He didn't eat, he wanted grass. Driven from men. He did eat grass as oxen. And his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair were gone like eagles. His hair was gone like eagles' feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. Because he felt he was an animal. See, as a man thinketh, so is he. So as he felt that he was an animal, then his hair became like feathers, and his nails became like claws like that. So he was there. And he became his children would go and visit, Daddy! Daddy, Daddy, and they had the nickname, Daddy Niza, Daddy Naked. Daddy Naked. Daddy! Daddy would look at them like that. Then they would see Daddy eating. They would go with eggs. They would go with plantain. They would go with chips. Daddy, chips for you. But the Daddy would look at the chips. Then he would turn to the grass. Hey, all because of pride. You may not be driven to the field to become an animal, but your life has been downgraded. Your life has been downgraded. Charlie, this makes us to see that pride is wild. Pride is wild. And you need to believe God. You need to trust God. Hallelujah. That you put on, you always try. When people are giving you fans, when people are making you feel like whatever, you should try. Try and say that, look, I am not what they say I am. I am what God says I am. I am who God has made me. And that's what happened to Lucifer too. He forgot that he was made. He forgot that he was created. Amen. And then Belshazzar also comes on the scene. Belshazzar comes on the scene. You would have thought that as you are home, and you saw your father being driven to the field, you have thought he would learn. But obviously, people hear all manner of things, but they don't learn. This humility I'm talking about. Many of you are hearing, but as I'm here, I'm sure you have been thinking about somebody. You see, as I'm preaching, if you are thinking about somebody, that's the first sign that you are proud. You see, if you are, is that Collins? If you are thinking about somebody, that's the first sign that you are proud. The sign that as I'm talking, I say, and tell her, I wish my husband was here. I wish my wife would listen. I wish, you see, immediately you are proud. Why don't you say that, okay, now I am putting on that spirit and you are thinking of somebody. Think of yourself. Because it's with God. Humble yourself in the sight of God, not in the sight of anybody. In the sight of God. Hallelujah. So obviously, Belshazzar was with him. He saw everything, but he didn't learn anything from it. And we are all in church. We are seeing everything, Jibody, and yet we are probably not learning anything. Do you get it? And we need to learn. We need to learn from the things. See, the Bible says that the things that have been written to us is for us to study and for example. So Belshazzar, the same thing that Belshazzar, the father did. You will say one of the things that Belshazzar did that God was so happy with, and that showed a sign of pride was that he would also not respect the church nor the pastors. He would also not respect the church nor the pastors. Yes. I mean, he had all the this thing. Is that better? He had all the this thing to do. You know, nobody stopped him from having a party. Nobody stopped him from doing anything. And as far as he was having his party, that's okay. But as he was having his party, now he wanted to go and drink from God's cup and God's vessels. You see? He wanted now to drink from God's cup and God's vessels. He had his own cups. He had his own discipline. But now he wanted to go beyond and go for other things. Hallelujah. How are you? Go for other things. Amen. That God had not allowed him to give. And that's what called ecclesiastical veneration. You see, there are some things you should respect. You should respect the pastor. The pastor is in the house of God, doing things for God. Respect him. That person has been blessed by God. Go to see our course and Sam. That person has been blessed by God. You need to respect it. Amen. He wasn't satisfied. Have your party, no problem. But then listen to what Belshazzar did. Daniel 5:2-3. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. And the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines drank in them. Look, it is not everything you use. There are some things that are holy, that are dedicated to God and for the use of God. You don't use that thing. But when you use it, and you know, just God also, when the Israelites went out of captivity and God was going to bless them, you know, God told them one thing. He said that, look, there's one thing that you should do is always remember. Remember that it is God who gave thee the ability to make wealth. Remember, and that is about the tithe. Yeah, good to see you, Pastor Daniel. That's about the tithe. You know, it is holy. God has put it aside. But when you eat all you're eating, and you say, let me go also for the tithe, what you are doing is that you have tied the holy thing. So you are thinking of Belshazzar, but you don't know that you also, especially since this Colombia virus started, ever since the Colombia virus started, you have not been faithful in the holy things of God. And somebody said, you call it Colombia virus. You have not been faithful. After you have eaten all the money, now you have gone to drink from the cup. Is that Bismarck? You are going to drink from the cup that God also now said, give to me. And you don't know how seriously God takes these things. You may think that, oh, this thing, they are talking about this. They are saying, what at all? This thing, our father took it from Jerusalem and brought it. Why shouldn't we take it? Why shouldn't you use it? But God was not happy with him. Do you get it? He said, they drank. Daniel 5:4. They drank wine. Hey, listen to what they did. You know what Belshazzar did? Belshazzar was also proud because he thought that he did it. When you think that God is not important and the only things that were important are gold, silver, and wood. You see, he thought that only God, you see, he was so interested in material things. So Daniel 5:4. He said, they drank wine and praised gods of gold, of silver, and brass, of iron, and of wood, and of stone. When they were drinking the wine, now they look at the stone, they praise the god of gold. The god, you see, don't think that everything in this world is about money. No. There are some things, they don't look like money, but they have the ability to transform your life forever. Yeah. They don't look like money. They don't look like powerful. Respect for sacred things. Respect for the things of God. Respect for the house of God. Respect for the house of God. You know, some of you, when you listen to people talk, and they say, oh, some of the churches, they are praying that the government will lift up the social gathering ban so that they will come to God. They want the money. You see, they want the money. And I tell myself, so even if they want the money, shouldn't they live? I mean, even if they want the money, shouldn't they live? And you join them. You also join in saying some of these things. You don't know that you are despising the holy things of God. Because when private school teachers say that, you don't say anything. You think it's rational. When other people say, you don't see anything wrong. But when they say about men of God, say, yeah, because you feel that your tithe is what you mean. The tithe that you don't want to pay, I don't want to say something. But anyway, you must be humble. You get it? Humble yourself. So he thought that everything is about money. He doesn't know that, dude, you can have money, but you can't enjoy it. Nebuchadnezzar, he had a mansion, but he couldn't enjoy it. He became an animal. Let's read the last verse today. And then we'll break. Next week, we'll finish this series. We'll go to another very important series as we listen to Lady Reverend Flo on Wednesday. Amen. Now, what happened to Belshazzar? What happened to him? What happened to him? Belshazzar didn't learn from his father's mistakes. We said, isn't it? Let me read a verse. He didn't learn from his father's mistakes. That is Daniel chapter 5, 18. 22, 18, and we'll jump to 22. O thou king, the most high God gave Nebuchadnezzar, the most high God gave Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. That God gave your father all these things. And we're going to go to verse 22. Gave him all these things. And then he says, Daniel 5, 22. He said, and thou his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart. Though thou knewest all this. Though thou knewest all this. You know all the things that the Lord did to your father and how your father himself came to affirm, and you didn't do it. The next verse says, but has lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords and thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and of gold and of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which you see not. You don't see it, but you are praising it. You don't hear from them. You don't know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and in whose hands are all thy ways, has thou not glorified? So this is wild. Can I read it again? I think it should stay with us as we close. He says, and thou his son, let's go to verse 18. O thou king, the most high God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And then 18. And thou his son, O Belshazzar, has not humbled thine heart, though you know all these things, but has lifted up yourself against the God of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords and thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and of gold, of brass, iron, wood, stone, which see not, nor hear. They see not, nor hear, yes. Nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is. You see, the God, you see, you have been able to spend on everything, but the God who can help you, his house you are forsaken. His house you are forsaken. You are ready to do all things, but the one who has the ability to help you, after you have done everything, if he takes away your breath, what becometh of the thing? But he you are forsaken. And whose are all thy ways thou hast not glorified? So you see, don't be filled with pride. Believe God. What happened to Belshazzar? He was killed and became a dead body that night. That same night, Belshazzar died. After he didn't give glory, he didn't give thanks to God. So, church, today, I want you to know that it is God who has the ability to lift you up. And he says, humble yourself. The formula is, be a child. Convert, be converted. Be converted and become a child. It's to become what? A servant. And when you follow this formula, you will see God lifting you up. I am there, I am like Trisha. I am there, me. How can you say this to me? How can you say this to me? Like skinny something. Kukwa skinny. I am this, I am that. No, it doesn't matter. Nothing of these things matter. The most important thing is to acknowledge God in your life. Wherever you are, I want to put your hands together for Jesus. The first step to humility is to accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life, as your Lord and your personal Savior. And I want all of you, wherever you are, listen to me by radio. Good to see you, Francis, Clement, Joseph, Natrain, all of you. I can see all of you. Good to see all of you, Priscilla. Good to see all of you. Good to see all of you. You know, I need you to humble yourself to take the first step of accepting Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior. So on radio, Facebook, YouTube, wherever you are, I need you to accept Jesus Christ. Before we take the communion, I need you to accept Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior. I need you to ask the Lord to come into your life and to be born again. So wherever you are, let's close our eyes. Let's close our eyes. If you are driving, don't close your eyes. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
He came to die for my sins.
I confess with my mouth
that Jesus is Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins.
Wash me with your blood.
And accept me as your child.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
That from today,
I am yours.
And you are mine.
You are mine.
Wherever you are, you also want to pray with me. You are a Christian. You are a backsliding Christian. You are a Christian living in sin. You want to say that, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Even as I come to partake of the communion, forgive me of my sins. Wash me with the blood, that the communion will not be a curse but a blessing in my life. Just pray wherever you are. Confess your sins to God. Confess your sins. Ask God. Respect the communion. Communion is the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. So confess your sins to God so that this communion, this table, will be a blessing and not a curse. Because this has the power to change your life forever. It has the power to heal you. And the same thing can kill you. It's like electricity. It gives light. So many good things. But if you don't use it well, it can kill you. So ask God to forgive you. Purify you from every unrighteousness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, if you give your life to Jesus by radio, via Facebook, YouTube, wherever, you give your life to Jesus, I need you to call these numbers. They are going to talk to you. They are going to help you. They are going to answer any questions on your mind so that you understand exactly what has happened to you. So call 0244-644-528. 0244-644-528. And then 0244-211-769. Call these numbers. Anything you want, prayers, you want counseling, they will give you some numbers to call. Any problem you have, they'll give you numbers to call. So call these numbers. And if you are outside of Ghana, you can, they are on WhatsApp. You can WhatsApp these numbers with whatever your name, your everything. they will respond to you. You can also give them message on the Facebook. I'm not too sure, but just do whatever you can to contact them, and God will bless you. Amen. Wonderful. Now, let us take the communion. Very powerful time. God is visiting you. God is visiting your home. Wherever you are, God is visiting you specially as you perform this important religious, spiritual act at home with your family together. You are the priest. The man is a priest. Whoever is the head, if the mom is the head, the mom is a priest now. If you're the senior brother, you are the priest now at home. Now the priest is helping to administer the communion. Let's all take this communion. Jesus Christ, the same night he was betrayed, they were all at table, eating happily. Then he took some of the bread that they were eating. He gave thanks and he gave it to them and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." You know, and I believe from that day, I have believed that this thing that he did, praying on the bread to become his body, has come to stay and has been a powerful blessing and a reminder of what Christ came to do from that time. And today, we also partake of it as the body of Jesus that was broken for us. Remember that as much as it reminds us, God, Bible said, do this as often as you do this in remembrance of me. As much as it reminds us of Jesus, it has the power of healing. The many things will happen to you. Take it that you are infusing Jesus' body with your body, and that anything about your life, your body, physical body, and about you is being infused with the body of Jesus. Life is changing. Things are getting better in the name of Jesus. Father, bless this in our hand. And we thank you for blessing it. We receive it as your body, which was broken for us, in the name of the Lord Jesus. By faith, we see this as your body and receive it as your body in Jesus' name. Amen. The body of Jesus. Take it. Wow. His presence in your home. I tell you, you are building his presence in your home. I tell you. The cup of blessing. The cup. The same wine they were drinking, he took some and he gave thanks. This is the blood of the New Testament. He did a new covenant with us and gave this as a sign to us. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for this powerful thing. The blood, you see, in a film, they have the, when everything is finished, when you think that the tough or the blue man is dying, then he'll bring his last card and suddenly the killer is gone. The blood is the last card. The blood is the last card. If the devil is afraid of anything, it is this. It is this. He doesn't joke with it. He can't touch it. And that's what we are taking today. The blood has ability to break every link with the past. Family links that brings problems into your life. Any unusual disturbances in your life. And then one thing about the blood that I like, he says it speaks. It speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Which means that in every place that your name is spoken, this blood will speak for you. They can't take your name anywhere to any juju or any shrine and it will work. As soon as your name is mentioned, the blood will say, "Hey!" And there will be confusion there. This is the blood that we partake of. Father, bless this cup that we take. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. We receive it by faith as your blood. The blood. The blood of Jesus. Mighty things have happened in your life. The blood has already started talking for you. Some people have ganged up against you in your office. Ganged up against you. Family members ganged up against you. Wherever they are talking against you, something is making one rise up. And the one that will rise up will be the one who has the power and authority, final authority to decide. Will make him rise and say, "No, I am for him. I am for her. I am for his contract. I am for his life. I am for his ideas. In the name of Jesus, the blood is speaking for you. In the realms of the spirit, in the corridors of power, where diseases are taken, the blood is speaking for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive your healing, receive your breakthrough, receive your deliverance. Anything that doesn't make you sleep, receive deliverance from it in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for ministering to us wherever we are, in our homes, ministering to us. Touch them. Touch them. Touch the tetes, Lord. Touch them wherever they are. Touch them in the name of Jesus. Touch them in the name of Jesus. Touch them. Touch them. Thank you. We thank you, Lord. Receive a touch. Wherever you are, receive it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. I see the presence of God, the throne of God being built in your home with your family. Any plan of the enemy to scatter your family through marriage, through whatever, today we stop it in the name of Jesus. And we bring peace. Peace, unity, love into your family, into your home in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Hallelujah. Wherever you are, put your hands together for Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Wow.
You are the word at the beginning. God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live this and the coming Sundays at Bishop Ishmael Sam -DHMM from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. for the period that social gatherings, including church gatherings, are not rightfully allowed. Stay tuned and God bless you.